hear, brother, sister, are you ready? Are you ready when the Lord appears? Is your walk in heaven? Are you soon united with Him? When then all is sunk, lift up your eyes, and at the midnight hour Christ stands before thee. Maranatha, Hallelujah. Jesus comes, and then the wedding day begins. Do you look for the Savior's coming? Are you ready for Him? Has the world heard through you that the King is not far? Do they see you busy for Him, or do you stand idle? 12 will soon strike the great King's clock. Maranatha, Hallelujah. Jesus comes, and then the wedding day begins. The signs of this time also point to the coming of the Savior. And I too will praise Him forever and ever. My garment shall appear brighter when I go to meet Him. Tell me, my friend, will you see the King with me? Maranatha, Hallelujah. Jesus comes, and then the wedding day begins. From the light-flooded mountain heights, you warriors, go to the valley. It is true, let the banner wave high, with God in this time. Down there in the camp it's shadowy, down to the enemy it penetrates. Faith is the victory power that conquers all the world. Faith is the victory power. Faith is the victory power. Oh, glorious victory power that conquers all the world. Prince Emmanuel goes with us. His word is our defense. The way that now thy foot treads, once the army of the saints went. The word of the cross, like sunlight, flashed through the dark world. Oh, the power of faith, the blood of witnesses, every man a hero. Faith is the victory power. Faith is the victory power. Oh, glorious victory power that conquers all the world. In the dark night, member by member, do you see the enemies there? A holy fire glows through us. Idle leisure, away. The helmet of salvation on every head. The shield of faith be the armor that no foe can rob. With God, the battle cry. Faith is the victory power. Faith is the victory power. Oh, glorious victory power that conquers all the world. The overcomer gets the crown. The victor will be dressed in white. The faithful servant's great reward. The rest after the battle. So on to battle, the night is approaching. The flag of the cross waves. Faith is the victory power that conquers all the world. Faith is the victory power. Faith is the victory power. Oh, glorious victory power that conquers all the world. We welcome to this program our biblical word reflection with Brother Frank, all brothers and sisters worldwide, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless all brothers and sisters this morning through His word, strengthen them in the faith and prepare them for the coming of the Lord. I read as an opening word from the Holy Scripture, from 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse 22 to 25. 1 Peter 1:22-25. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Praise and thanks. Here you go, Brother Frank. Thanks be to the Lord for such a precious and holy word that is truly addressed to us all, born again unto a living hope, purified, sanctified in the Word of God. And then the emphasis, it is the Word that we have preached to you, and that our Lord has purified our hearts to receive the pure and holy word. It's just tremendous. Just as our Lord was the Word made flesh, so the Word that God has ordained for us becomes divine reality in us and through us. We simply rejoice that God has given us a direct share in that which He has ordained for us at this time. And then, when we will further consider that God fulfills promises, but we have to believe them so that He can fulfill them in us and through us. Also the promise of the return of Jesus Christ and all the promises that are connected with it. May God grant grace that truly all, in all peoples and tongues, may hear His precious and holy word, believe it, and experience their preparation for the glorious day. Here you go. We read from Philippians 3, verses 15 and 16. Philippians 3, verse 15 and 16. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Thanks be to the Lord. Here even those who still disagree here or there about God's word are addressed, that God now really takes them out of their own opinion and leads them into the Word of God. For if we all have our own opinions, how can there be unity in the Spirit? We have heard in the word of introduction that we have purified our souls unto unfeigned brotherly love. And this brotherly love is the love of God that is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, take it to heart. If anyone still disagrees on any point, submit today under the mighty hand of God. From today on, only what God has said in His Word must and should apply in our lives. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 10, verse 14. Hebrews 10, verse 14. For by one offering He has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. We, who we are goal-orientated, we have a goal, and God has given grace that we may have that goal before us. And that is really our preparation, so that we reach the goal and are ready at the return of Jesus Christ, that our lamps are filled with oil, that we have the jars of oil and can refill them, so that we can go forward by the grace of God. Thanks be to the Lord, also for the word we have just read. Here you go. We read from John 17, verse 17. John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. We all know the Holy Scriptures. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And therefore, the experiences of salvation, the conversion, the new birth, the sanctification, the filling with the Holy Spirit, all these experiences of salvation must become important to us, so that we ask God that we personally experience all that He has given us. He has shed His blood and given us everything we need to behold His glory. For those whom He has called, He has also justified, and whom He justified, He also glorified. God has given us a finished redemption by grace. And I really want everyone around the world to recognize the time and the hour, and that they also experience what God has promised by grace. For we are children of promise, through whom God fulfills what He has promised. Here you go. We read from Exodus 3, verse 5. Exodus 3, verse 5. And He said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Brothers and sisters, today I must emphasize that we are in the presence of God. When the Lord speaks to us through His Word, we are not reading from the newspaper, but we are fully and completely tuned in and focused on what the Lord has to say to us. This involves the fear of God. This involves reverence, because when God is present, the place where He speaks is holy. And therefore, brothers and sisters, let us not hear God's word lightly, but truly, as if the Lord were standing right in front of us, and that we are aware that we are hearing the holy word of God in the holy presence of God. Only then will it be able to accomplish what it was sent to do. And we believe that the Lord is speaking to us personally at this time. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 3, verse 7. Hebrews 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, it is on my heart to emphasize this important scripture today. Also to us applies the word of the Holy Ghost, not to this one and that one, but to you and me. The word us must be emphasized today, because that is how we have heard it read, and that is how it is written. For unto us is the word of the Holy Ghost. Today, the Lord is talking to us. And brothers and sisters, if the word of the Holy Ghost is addressed to us today, then we will believe the special promises. Please remember, for unto us is the word of the Holy Ghost, not for others, to us who hear the divine message today, to us who believe as the scripture says, to us who believe that the promise has found fulfillment. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Malachi, thus it is written, for unto us is the word of the Holy Ghost. Today, from Matthew 17, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. For unto us is the word from Acts chapter 3, that the Holy Spirit said of our Lord, Him the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets. After all, everything that God has promised in His Word applies for us, including the promise He will turn the hearts of the children back to their fathers. This word belongs to us. It is addressed to us. Please receive this word from today onwards in your hearts, in your thoughts. For unto us is the word of the Holy Ghost. Not what men have said in the past, but what God has said through the prophets, what God has said through the apostles in His word, that is for us. For us is also today. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every word of God applies to us today. And we are grateful to the Lord that we can, must, and may proclaim every word as God has lifted to us in the Holy Scriptures. Please remember, unto us, for you and me, is every word of the Holy Ghost. And that is why we put the emphasis to proclaim only the word inspired and revealed by the Holy Spirit. And this is what God has sent Brother Branham to do in our time. Brothers and sisters, unto us is also the word of the Holy Spirit, spoken by the Lord to Brother Branham in June 1933, that the message given to him by God will forerun the second coming of Christ. To us is the promise that God will restore all things and bring everything into the divine order. We are addressed today. Every word is for us. Praised and glorified be the Lord. When I read this text, tears came to my eyes out of gratitude that the word us is written here. Unto us is the word of the Holy Ghost for you and me. And whoever is born of God, whoever belongs to the bride church, whoever wants to be ready for the return of Jesus Christ, will personally receive and accept what the Spirit has to say to the churches today through the Word. Oh, how thankful we can be that God has not only promised but sent His prophet. that we have been brought back to the Word and thus may experience our preparation. Here you go. We read from Acts 2, verse 39. Acts 2, verse 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praised and glorified be the Lord. For the promise is unto us, unto our children, and to all that are yet afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Have you been called? Have you heard the voice of the Lord? Have you been converted? Have you personally experienced the forgiveness of sins? For unto us, to you and me, is every word. And especially today, if you hear His voice, not the voice of a preacher, not the voice of an evangelist, but the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Word of God. Thanks be to the Lord, to us and to all of you who will hear the Word, and to your children, even to the ends of the earth. And we are now truly living at the end of the end times, and also to us belong all the promises that God has made. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 10, verses 23 to 25. Hebrews 10, 23 to 25. I read verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. To this we can say Amen. Hold fast faithfully to the conviction that God is faithful and His word to us who have believed Him, who hear His word in His presence. Has not our Lord given the promise? Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And where he is, there is holiness. Where he is, there is reverence. And we are gathered in reverence before the face of God. And we hear the word of the Lord. And we thank God for speaking to us. Here you go. Verse 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. This is also a serious word, that we take care of one another, serve one another, and if necessary, also admonish one another, so that we really do not only want to reach the goal alone, but together with our brothers, with our sisters. So comfort one another, edify one another, and if necessary, then also some remark, so that we may better serve our Lord and live more pleasingly. Let us take care of one another, not with criticism, but with all our heart. Do we care that not only I, but my brother, my sister, all of us reach the goal? Here you go. We read verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Thanks be to the Lord also for this exhortation. And we also think today of all the dear souls who live in the dispersion, and let me call out to you, if you do not belong to any assembly and live somewhere apart, but surely there will be two or three nearby, and you can come together, hear the word together, and also pray together. But all who have the opportunity to attend the meetings, please do not miss a meeting, because in every meeting the Lord God speaks to us through His Word. There is admonition, there is edification, there is everything, instruction, everything is in every meeting. And we thank the Lord, the more we see the day approaching, that we are ready for His coming. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 10, verse 35 and 36. Hebrews 10, verse 35 and 36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward.
Amen.
It brings with it a great recompense of reward. It will have been worth it to believe the Lord, to accept the promises for this time. It will have been worthwhile to attend the meetings, even now, the transmission. God just laid it that way after all. And brothers and sisters, it is written, if the promise tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come to pass. When we remember that already Paul and Peter wrote about the return of the Lord, and that Paul could write, we will all be changed. Through all the 2,000 years, all true believers have been waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. But in our time, and brothers and sisters, the three questions from Matthew 24 can be looked at again and again. When will all this happen? That not one stone will be left upon another. And what is the sign of your coming? That is what is most important. And thirdly, the end of the world. And we are now really living in the end times and seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled in Israel, in the nations, in the natural disasters. Everything has been foretold. Even that the Jews will be gathered from all nations and brought back to their homeland. And the Lord has, of course, emphasized it. When you see all this coming to pass, then lift up your heads. We see it, and we lift up our heads. But the main thing, and let me say it again, unto us is the word of the Holy Ghost. Today, if you hear His voice and believe the promises for this day and have part in what God is doing today, that is the most important thing. What God is doing with Israel is important. What is happening worldwide as Bible prophecy is important, and we thank God for it. But the most important thing is, oh, it pierces me again and again. Praised and glorified be the name of the Lord. For unto us is the word of the Holy Ghost. And we are truly thankful. I mentioned it briefly concerning the calling and ministry of Brother Branham. 90 years have passed since 1933. 60 years have passed since 1963, when the opening of the seven seals took place. And thanks be to God that we have heard, seen, and witnessed all that was promised to the church during that time. We do not praise Paul and Peter. We do not thank Brother Branham. We give thanks to the Lord God, who has sent His servants at all times. And the most important ministry before the return of Jesus Christ took place, and Brother Branham was the promised prophet who had to turn the hearts of the children of God back to the faith of the fathers in the beginning. Every Bible doctrine, from the fall of man to the Godhead, the whole plan of redemption, has been proclaimed to us anew. And we thank the Lord God for it. He who has an ear, and these are all those who have recognized there today. They have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches through the revealed word. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Steadfast perseverance. Many think it takes too long, but the Lord does not delay. Everything will happen in due time. May God give us grace and patience, perseverance. Only after the fulfillment of the divine will in us have we experienced the preparation, and therefore the Lord waits until the last one has been called and heard the message and has been sanctified in the word of truth, and until we have all experienced our preparation. Persevere, remain steadfast in the faith, and the Lord will fulfill His word shortly. Here you go. We read from 2 Corinthians 6, verses 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. Do not touch the unclean thing. Come out, be ye separate. Ye are my people, my sons, my daughters. Come out of everything that is unbiblical, out of all denominations, out of everything, and come back to me. Listen to my voice. It is I, the Lord, who speaks to us. It is I who have said, ye, my people, come out and touch not the unclean thing. This is what the Spirit of God is saying to you and to me today. Let us examine ourselves to see if we have left everything impure, unscriptural, every teaching, every interpretation, everything behind us, and have returned to God and His Word. Here you go. We read from the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Praised and glorified be the Lord. Please read this scripture again under prayer. God is not late. His word, His promises are fulfilled exactly when the time is right. God Himself watches over His holy word, and God watches over you and over me, because we have received His word. May all brothers and sisters, and especially all ministering brethren, believe the Lord and receive His word, and may the Lord complete in all, truly in all, what He has begun, for His return is near. Here you go. We read the last scripture from Isaiah 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Blessed and praised be our Lord. These two scriptures belong together. If the promise tarries, wait for it. It will surely come. And every word that comes from the mouth of God will be fulfilled in due time. God Himself is watching over it, and He will bring it about. He will also bring it about in the bride, so that we stand before our Lord without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. Washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the Word of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, truly appearing before our God by grace. Blessed and praised be our Lord. We accept the total redemption up to the second coming of the Lord and the transformation of our bodies, up to the rapture, up to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, praise be to our Lord. In the near future, everything will have already happened. I believe that we are very close to the end, because when the Lord begins the final work, then it will happen blow by blow, and we will have part in it. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God. Please read again the scripture from Hebrews 3, verse 7. For unto us is the word of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Every word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and to us is every promise and every word. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.